Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Watched him in all the, you know, U18s and those types of things, and just big fan of how he plays. He's tough. He's hard playing. He cuts. He goes after the ball. He competes. He's got all the intangibles of a winning basketball player.
White, big night from three, and he continues that way, lacing in a triple. One shot, White!
Derek White has come out a-blazing here from three. 4 of 4 from downtown.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Welcome to WEEI Afternoons, live from Fenway Park, our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales Event. Andy Hart here, Nick Fitzy Stevens on a beautiful Friday afternoon in the city of Boston and at Fenway Park. Great night for a baseball game against the Blue Jays, even if the team you root for is the Red Sox. And, you know, I mentioned F-Series. I feel like F-Series would describe the Angels debacle that... just went down.
Our friends at Ford and Fenway have to appreciate the wordplay, because that was an absolute F of a series.
Absolutely. And we will get to the Red Sox and the Blue Jays. Dan Ball and I walked into Fenway Park watching, I think, bus one, they might call it in the business, dropping the Blue Jays off. The Red Sox need to get right, feel good. Brian Baio will be on the mound tonight. I didn't stop on the wall on the way in to see if there's a giveaway tonight, a towel, a vest, a bobblehead. But Brian Baio, you know, has turned a corner here lately, not necessarily in the win-loss column, but been giving you six innings.
Andy.
Right. Nope. Garrett Crochet can be first example of that. You can pitch well and lose for the Boston Red Sox. But we'll get into Brian Baio, the Red Sox, the Blue Jays a little bit later on. We'll talk a little Jordan and Linda feud. Ted Johnson, who'll join us at 3, will be very excited that we have a new chapter in the ongoing debacle that is Jordan Hudson and her relationship with Bill Belichick.
God. Thank God we do, by the way.
Seriously, when 20 and 60-year-old women spat on IG, we have absolutely reached the bottom of the Boston sports summertime barrel. Dear God.
The bottom or the top? It all depends on how you look on it. Flip that bottom upside down and it's the top, baby. Jordan Hudson is back and... yeah, it's ugly with her and Linda right now, but whatever. We'll talk about it. We'll read it. But we're going to start things off here on WEEI Afternoons, as we always do on Fridays. Fitzy and I, we go back a long way doing this with whatever show we're on at the end of a sports week. And it's been a week, as they say, as Auntie Lindy might say, it's been a week. It's been a week in Boston sports. But we're going to kick things off with who won the week in Boston sports. And Stiz sometimes gives you a little teaser as to what we're going to talk about in this first segment with his opening audio. And Nick Fitzy Stevens, I'll let you kick us off today with the answer to the simple question, who won the week in Boston sports?
Well, honestly, Andy, this was not an easy answer. And I know a few weeks back, I believe my selection and yours may have dovetailed off of that was nobody. Because it hasn't been the greatest of weeks. The Red Sox just came off the F-Series with the Angels. Losers of five. That's right. Five straight. Ain't nothing going on in Pat's Nation right now. And the Bruins, well, cool. They unveiled a 90s throwback jersey that looks like jerseys they've been wearing for the last 30 years as well. And the draft is later on tonight. So we look to the Celtics. And how do you say anybody from the Boston Celtics wins the week when you deal away two of the players integral to hanging Banner 18 atop in the rafters at the TD Garden? To which I say, well, only one man would have the stones to be able to do that, actually get the Celtics out of the second apron, please the new owner, get something decent-ish in return, at least in my estimation. I know not yours necessarily, Andy and Anfernee Simons. Plus, do the best he could with the draft picks that he had. I actually very much like the Amari Williams pick. You, I know, have recently ordered your brand new Hugo Gonzalez shirt to wear on the boat later on this summer on the South Coast.
Hugo.
So, Hugo, I go wherever we go. I give it to Brad Stevens. He was tasked, Andy, with one of the most difficult jobs possible, didn't have the highest of premium picks going in, but you know you have significant needs given that you had to deal away Porzingis, deal away Drew Holiday. Jason Tatum just went back to the gym to start working his triceps. He ain't playing basketball anytime soon. He has to field a competitive team. Oh, nice. Andy right now, as anyone is watching, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Those pushdowns.
Is either, are you churning butter or are you working your tries? Possibly could be both.
Tries or having sex. It's an old all skit right. by Adam Sandler. We get
yeah.
it.
Any which way, Brad Stevens, tough week, but he did the best damn job that he could. He's not done yet. In Brad, we trust. I think we universally agree, according to Andy's poll this week, 86% of Green Teamers believe Brad is the man for the job and is doing the best he can. So, Brad Stevens, by default, sir, we appreciate you, and you are the winner of the week.
Yeah, he, you know, I saw this in the rundown where you were going with this, and my first cynical, skeptical, little fat Andy, age-old New Englander, negative approach to things was like, wait a minute, the guy traded two starters from a title team and I'm supposed to say he won the week? Mm-hmm. But you referenced his approval rating, 86% with sports fans right now. I mean, mm-hmm. Mayor Wu would kill for that. Governor Healy would kill for that. Like,
anybody
even Mike Vrabel,
would.
I think, would kill for that. I don't think Mike Vrabel's is quite that high, and he is a pretty popular guy in Patriot Nation right now. So you start with the Brad We Trust approval rating. And then you referenced his boss, who clearly was at the forefront of probably being like, hey, I just spent $6+ billion. I'm not looking to pony up another $200+ million in second apron payments to the National Basketball Association with my best player doing tricep pushdowns at the frickin' local Y, trying to right. build the horseshoe on the back of his arm before he can actually fix his Achilles. And Brad Stevens traded a guy that I think we all agreed late last year was an aging, slowing, good defender, good complementary piece, point guard, shooting guard, whatever you want to call him. He traded that. And then he traded a unicorn who, love him, mean it, barely ever plays. And mm-hmm. boom, just like that, was able to appease his boss. And I was thinking about this. Is there any chance he gets a bonus? Like in the world of finance, if I save my boss $200+ million, aren't you expecting a little something something for the effort? A little
you're the guy who convinced somebody to buy into a stock, significant land investment.
Yeah,
knew something bad was going to happen, help the company get out of an investment before it hit the skids. I would think so. I mean, listen, he probably also very well could get what Joe Mazzulla is looking for, which would be a heavily compensated extension. Andy, we're still trying to figure out, what is the worst move Brad Stevens has made to date as president of basketball operations? Has there even been a bad move? What was the one guy, Mike Muscala, I think the Midday Show was referencing earlier this week. That's the only one you can really question to date. I'm not saying that he's batting 1,000, but that 86% approval rate is right in line. That's part and parcel with his hit rate as well as president of basketball operations.
So Brad Stevens, you've sold me on. He had a good week, and he's had a good run here, and he is still riding high on his white horse, and he's the hero of Celtic Nation, even if they're not going
to
be as good. Yep.
We needed him to have a good week big time, Andy.
I think another guy related to the Boston Celtics had a great week, a great week. His Q rating, maybe not quite as high as Brad Stevens, and I don't know if people perceive this the same way that I do, but there was all this chatter about trades of two Celtics players, rumors and Shams. Every time I saw Shams on SportsCenter or McAfee or any one of these places, like, Celtics are listening to trade offers on Jaylen Brown and Derek White, but they're going to have their socks or something else blown off if they're going to unload those guys. And I said it to you yesterday, Derek White somehow became this equivalent to Jaylen Brown. Like, these two guys are at the top of the Celtics pyramid right now of assets, and the Celtics are listening, but you're going to have to blow their doors off. There's a report of late that they were offered the number 9 overall pick for Derek White, and they simply laughed and scoffed it off the way Fitzy
Get
just
out of
did.
Here with that.
And Derek White's a good player. He's a real good player. I'm not sure I'll go really, really good, like a lot of people like to do, or very, very. I'm not doubling up on the adjectives. He's good. Or adverb, I guess that would be. I'm not doubling up on them. But this week, he became, in the overall landscape of the NBA, the talk of the trade deadline with Jaylen Brown, who, Jaylen Brown, correct me if I'm wrong, is a MVP of the Eastern Conference playoffs and finals, is an MVP of the NBA finals, is an all-NBA player, is a max contract player, was the highest paid player in the history of the National Basketball Association by, you know, thanks to the timing and all him reaching his contract.
A couple
and all
of days.
That.
He still held the belt by default.
Absolutely. Won it on a pay-per-view, turned it over a couple nights later on the weekly show on cable. But, you know, he was still the champion. It said he was the champion. Whereas Derek White, good player, and I know he was on Team USA and he's a champion as well, somehow got lumped in. Like, it was almost like we had Tatum and Brown for years. Oh, we got two superstars in Boston. Oh, Tatum's out of it? Well, we need to call somebody else a superstar. Derek White. And the beauty of it for him is he didn't get traded. He has no pressure. Everybody, including my big co-host who will join us at 3, Ted Johnson, puts all the pressure on Jaylen Brown this year. Derek White is back. Derek White is going to get increased opportunities. Derek White was considered an elite player in trade talks this week by the Celtics and by other teams, if you listen. And then Derek White can just go out there and, I don't know, score 18 points, hit some threes, make some nice passes, and go about his business as the new Robin for the Boston Celtics. And I think that is a great lot in life for Derek White. His Q rating went up, his spot stayed the same, and he has no pressure because he now plays in the immense pressure-filled shadow of Jaylen Brown. So I think Derek White is living the good life right now, also making a lot of money himself. I think he's got like a four-year, 120-something million-dollar deal.
That would be correct.
You know, he's making pretty good money too.
Can't get you nothing more than a three-bedroom in the Seaport, but yeah, he's getting paid some pretty nice money. Look, Derek White is being valued for certainly what he's done for the team. At times, I've told you, I think the brilliance, the need of Derek White is that whenever you say to him, tonight I'm going to need you to do blank, be a three-point shooter, carry the team in scoring, lock somebody down on defense. Drew Holiday, we saw in the playoffs just this past season, was having a hard time locking players down on defense the way he used to. Derek White still can. And so for what he's done, but also what he's going to mean to the team and what he's going to need to do this year, which is obviously up his scoring, which is obviously up the defense, which is be a more pivotal piece of the team with Jason Tatum out. To me, that's what made him that much more untouchable. If you traded Derek White for, I don't care, the ninth overall, two future firsts, and someone on the Anthony Simons level, or perhaps even not that valuable, or in your case, not that invaluable, I think it would have been a bad deal because you would have lost the leadership, you would have lost the on-court presence, you would have lost somebody who has championship pedigree. Andy, he's been to the conference finals a couple of times. The guy's an NBA champion. The second you start dealing all those things away, this team becomes potentially emotionally rudderless. And so I think Derek White is a massive winner this week as well. I think it's a great call because bigger role this season. He knows how much he's valued by the team. Yeah, and he's getting paid pretty good too.
And I find it hard to believe that there's going to be a lot of criticism thrown Derek White's way this season because he is going to face expectations. As you mentioned, the Derek White games can't come every third game anymore, you know, twice in six games kind of thing. The Derek White game now has to be every night. He is expected to be one of the top two players on this team. If you paid attention, not only did Brad Stevens say verbally, you know, we got a pretty good core with Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Derek White, and Peyton Pritchard, but the Celtics then retweeted just that clip in their own little post. So he is now a made man in Boston. He is now, I don't want to say people are going to say big three with him working with Brown and Tatum when Tatum comes back, but he's got a pretty high stature. And with that stature comes expectation, but still, he won't be criticized, in my opinion, A, because everybody seems to love him. The look, the beers, the whole thing. Everybody loves Derek White.
He's kind of a little bit of a local iconic hero, and earlier this week, as we were criticizing the Oklahoma City Thunder for their lack of celebration or excitement regarding their NBA championship last Sunday night against the Tyrese Halliburton-less Indiana Pacers. Oh, cry more. Whatever. Derek White last year just endeared himself to Boston forever, Mike Napoli style, when he was caught wandering around the Seaport off the duck boat, just absolutely and I'm not, no children listening, no parents of young children listening, I am not advocating for such behavior in public. That said, it was pretty hilarious that Derek White was completely legless walking around Boston last June. The dude's an icon. He's a hero to many that are Celtics fans or Boston sports fans. But, Andy, your point that he won't receive criticism, but he's going to have to step it up next year. This NBA champ and two-time all-defensive NBA team player is going to have to do more than 16.5 points a game, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and 38% from three. He's going to have to average probably close to 20 points a game, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. And because of his on-court flexibility, that he's so malleable that he can play a number of different spots, he's going to have to score from all over the court depending on what kind of offense Mazzulla and Stevens cook up.
Yep, and if all things go wrong, people will criticize my guy, Jaylen Brown, and it'll be a while, I think, before the storm hits Derek White. We also have to remember Derek White had a bad month last year. He can't have a bad month. He can't have a bad month this year, right? Like, that is not an option when you have bumped up the pay scale a couple, because, you know, we're going to talk about Tatum being gone, but we also need to talk about Drew Holiday and Porzingis being gone in conjunction to Derek White. He gets
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Bumped up essentially 3 spots on the depth chart and needs to be ready for the expectations that come with that. But the good news is he's still a Celtic. I don't think he wants to be a Raptor, because the Raptors fired their general manager after the draft, which is basically a poop show situation that you don't want to be a part of if you're Derek White. Maybe the Celtics aren't as good.
It is a complete crap.
It is crap. But
that great drop from their coach. What's their coach? Darko. Guy's awesome. Absolutely loves the Celtics, too.
But Derek White could have been a Raptor and could have been part of that poop show up there. Absolute crap. He's not. He's still a Boston Celtics where he's beloved. He's going to face expectations.
Scotty Barnes is going to be all-star.
Scotty Barnes is going to be an all-star, apparently. We'll see.
Love that.
And
guy.
Your guy, Brad Stevens, he had a week. And I wonder if he knows, because people love to use even his memes. You know, he has become just this meme guy. They got that one where he does like the little finger gesture or whatever when he was coaching on the sideline. People like, or just the crazy Brad look. He has surpassed Bill Belichick, who used to march out of Indy or Detroit, or used to drink the juice. Like, he has surpassed Bill Belichick as the local coach / GM meme of choice across the internet. So you're right, Brad Stevens. I don't want to say he's peaked in his job as general manager and popularity in the city of Boston, but he could very well have peaked in his job as general manager of the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, he has not reached Belichick, you know, let's party all the Belichick face level type of memery. But that smirk that he has that's out there that gets reused a lot in the "In Brad We Trust" posts on social. Yeah, that's kind of, I think that's the way that most people, by and large, it's not Celtics Nation, just Celtics fans at large.
Celtic really pride. They're like lions.
You know what, actually? Not bad. Not bad.
It's a complete crap.
I got the F series. I got the Celtic pride. Fitzy's signing off on my lame humor early in the show. We're going to have a day on a Friday here at Fenway Park. I feel it coming together, baby. We are having a big Friday show.
You're already in your pocket, dude. Now, if you could only stand still for 30 seconds, you'd be fine.
I do have a strange amount of energy, and a little kid who couldn't have been more than 1 year old, hasn't been walking for merely months, came up to the studio here on Lansdowne and put his face right up against the glass to the point where his nostrils were leaving the little marks.
The flares.
Yep. And I got right in his face dancing around like a clown, and he loved it a little bit. I don't know why I have so much energy, but it's probably the weather. I told you guys, when the weather is nice, you have to have like 20% more energy. So I am ready to go.
You don't have to have it, Andy. You're like, as sons of Krypton, we understand the sun is our source of energy. It's just it's a natural effect. You're like sun drunk right now. It's a beautiful thing.
I think I am sun drunk. Plus, we're leading into a weekend. It's been a great week. Ted Johnson will be here at 3:00. We got the 3-point stance. We got Jordan. We got the expanded odds and ends late in the show, which is absolutely loaded. I don't know if anybody's been paying attention, but random little audio clips and stories across sports have been popping up all week long for supposedly that slow period in the sports world where it's like, oh, you just got baseball and not much else.
There's no games, but that's been replaced by all of the news.
Right. All the news. And thankfully, a lot of it comes from social media. Unfortunately, some of it comes from like courtrooms and police blotters. But there's a lot going on in the sports world. But we started off talking about Brad Stevens. Fitzy's choice for who won the week. So obviously we're talking about successful general managers in the city of Boston. So up next on WEEI Afternoons, we need to talk about Craig Breslow, who has some followers, some supporters out there, but also needs to face the music.
He does?
He does. I'm sure he does.
Are any of them actual human beings?
He brought Crochet to town.
Okay.
He brought Chapman to town.
Okay.
And I'll get to you on some other stuff that he did well to build the Red Sox. Try to get out of their five-game losing streak. Craig Breslow spoke with the Boston Globe, and I think he was somewhat honest, just like he was yesterday on the Greg Hill Show. I think he was somewhat honest in his assessment of the job he's done over the last year plus, but also the limitations with what he has done and what he needs to do better. Craig Breslow, looking in the mirror and seeing what he sees. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, live from Fenway Park, we have Dan Ball with What's Trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.